The Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says Zayseh Meres Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. I'd like to talk about the topic of Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana, which is first of all the Pashtus. It's a halacha that people are not adequately aware of. If you do a mitzvah, you have to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah, and according to this man, the Amar, it's ma'akev. Somebody who does a mitzvah and is not aware, is not thinking about the fact that he's doing a mitzvah, really has to do the mitzvah over again. I like to mention it at the table every Sukkos night. I once read in the biography of Rabbi Yisrael Charif, who didn't have his own sukkah. He was a poor person. He ate by a neighbor's sukkah. Now the first night of Sukkos, at 2 in the morning, he woke up his neighbor, and he told him that he couldn't fall asleep. He didn't remember if when he ate in the sukkah, if he was mechaven l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So he wants permission to go to the sukkah and to eat again, so make sure he's eating l'shem mitzvah sukkah. What? Apparently not, I don't know. But maybe he didn't sleep, he just stayed up alert the whole night, I don't know. But so the neighbor told him, you know what? I don't know if I had a mind l'shem mitzvah either. So let's go and eat together. And what I noticed about is when I say it over at the table, Sukkos by night, that I noticed people, you know, quietly stick their hands out and take a piece of challah and eat another piece of challah, probably l'shem mitzvah sukkah. That's the din of mitzvah tzriches kavana. And in halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Samach, both shittas are brought, but the ikar is that mitzvah tzriches kavana certainly by a deraisa. Now that's the background. That's in Shas. It's machlekes in many sugyas, including here in mitzvah tzriches kavana. Many years ago, it could be 35 years ago, somebody asked me in a shir and shul, "What about mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro? Do you need mitzvah tzriches kavana by ben l'chaveiro? You give someone a dollar. Someone says he's going to buy a soda. He says, 'Can you lend me a dollar? I want to buy a soda.' You give him a dollar. Do you say mitzvah tzriches kavana by a mitzvah bein odom l'chaveira?" I told him, I don't know. And it's a question that bothered me. I mean, this is, if mitzvah is kavana, means a fellow says, "Can you lend me a quarter?" If I just give him the quarter, it's not a mitzvah. If I think, oh, it's a mitzvah of the Torah to lend him a quarter, then it is a mitzvah. It's a big nafkamina throughout your life. Every time you do a chesed to somebody, do we say mitzvah is kavana by bein odom l'chaveira or not? This is the question. So over the years, I've jotted down notes when I found the topic in different places. And I want to share with you the Rashi Parakim of what I discovered. If it sounds vaguely familiar, some of you, those that were here the second night of Shavuos, I spoke about this topic, but I think most of you are not there, and also some people are dozing off. So I will, it was the same time actually, but anyway, I want to talk about almost the tsar I have over the topic. Okay, the first place that I noticed this shaila was in the Dibros Moshe. We were learning the sugya of tzedakah in Bava Basra, and in Ramesha's Haaris, Haaram Mem Tes, Ramesha writes that by a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiroi, there's no rule of mitzvah tzriches kavana. As a matter of fact, he says mikol makim midvarish bein adam l'chaveiroi. He says just the opposite. If your friend wants to borrow a dollar, it's a mitzvah, you should want to help him. The Ratzon HaTorah is that you should help him. Person who has tzedakah, the Ratzon HaTorah is you should help him. Rav Moshe points to a Rambam, which is really a Maimer Chazal. The Rambam says, let's say he comes to eating treif. A person should say, "Roitzani, I'd like to eat treif." Well, ma'aseh v'avishu b'shamayim gozer alai. But the Rebbe Shlomo said, "I can't eat treif." That's the Rambam says. You should do a mitzvah because Hashem said so. Like the Rambam, that's only by chukim. By a mitzvah sichli, he says you shouldn't say roitzani. I really don't want to lend him money. Ma'aseh v'avishu b'shamayim gozer alai. No, you should dafka want. God wants you to be a kind person, to be a generous person. So Ramesha writes that by mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, it's mamish the opposite. By mitzvah rov chaveira ika mitzvah shiyir ritzayne lekai. You should do it because you want to be kind. Ramesh says a vart. It says in the Chumash, im kesef tal ve'es ami. Im means, if you'll lend. So Rashi brings that three places in Chumash, im doesn't mean if, it means when. What do you mean if you'll lend? It's a mitzvah to lend. So Ramesh says, so why does it say if? So Ramesh writes, he wrote this drashas, because you should lend him, not because God said so. You should lend him, ki'ilu, it's im kesef, it's up to me. I want to lend him. The Rabbi Hashem wants that a person should be a kind person, should be rachmanim, gaim lechasadim. So Moshe says, by a mitzvah, b'ram lechaveirai, dafka, there's no mitzvah srichas kavani. You shouldn't have do it because God said so. You should do it because you're a kind, compassionate person.
They're not mutually exclusive. You could have a different kind of Rosh Hashem. Even not because he has sheep. I want to do the Rosh Hashem, but I have to want to do the Rosh Hashem.
He should want to do it. He should not do it. He could know God said do it. Of course, we all know that. But it shouldn't be his motivator. Shouldn't be that reason.
That's what he says.
Rabbi Yashiv, I saw the second Maramachim in the Oris on Kiddushin Lamites, the famous Gemara, and a few places in Shas. That a person who was doing Kibbut Av Ve'Eim and he climbed up a ladder and he fell down and he died. So how could he die? Kibbut Av Ve'Eim is Arichas Yamim. So the Gemara proves that Tzchar Mitzvah by Amaleka. It means Tzchar in the Olam Arichas Yamim, the Olam Shekulay Arv. So it's a Rabbi Yoshua style Raya. Rabbi Yoshua is a technical Raya. Rabbi Yoshua says, what's the Gemara bringing a proof? Because he climbed up the ladder, he was doing Kibbut Av Ve'Eim. If mitzvah shrich is kavanah, maybe he was climbing up the ladder and he wasn't mechavin l'shem mitzvah. So there is no mitzvah. If your mitzvah shrich is kavanah, by benon l'chavei, right? So when he's climbing up the ladder, what's the raya? How could he die? Because he wasn't mechavin l'shem mitzvah. So he has no mitzvah. So B'yasha says, like Ramesha, that it's a raya, there's no mitzvah shrich is kavanah by benon l'chavei. It's not ma'akib in the mitzvah to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. And... but I think he's never gone to the Ben Al Chaveri to commit. So here you have Rabbi Yashiv and Ramosha, it's pretty good, that say that there's no mitzvah sriches kavara Ben Al Chaveri, right? And other rabbi, you should do it to be kind and compassionate. The Chofetz Chaim, though, in Abbas Chesed, which I have copies here, these copies don't have, there's a second footnote, and the Chofetz Chaim says, mamish the opposite. The Chofetz Chaim says, he says it's true, yaitza tzedakah, however you do it. Even if you do it just amnashiach yibini, imakayim a mitzvah. But the way it should be done, yaitza taiv, mumachayim a mitzvah, rak l'shem Hashem shetziva yisai. It's definitely not like Ramesh. He says, imachayim rak b'nei shetziva Hashem alze b'tayra, alze, dekakadush a mitzvah, whatever happens. The Chofetz Chaim says you should do it because God said so. A person says, lend me a dollar, it sounds like he's saying, God said I should lend you, therefore I'm lending you. Tzedakah. God said I should give tzedakah, therefore I'm giving tzedakah. In the footnote he writes, Matov l'adam shi'yar galatzmai. Train yourself. Sheba'ei sha'ay se'ei zedav v'shi'yesh v'sharish b'tayra. Gwen halva. Shemekayim izem mitzvah ha'seidim kesef talva. Or you give tzedakah, you should have in mind the mitzvah. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying that the Ikka Kavana is L'Shem Mitzvah. Rak, he says, because God said so. So it's a little tough. You have Ramesh over Yasha, but on the other hand, Chofetz Chaim is the Mishnah Berurah. He's an Ahwah Paisik. The Aruch HaShulchan, also, the Aruch HaShulchan is by Mitzvah Kibbut Av Ve'Eim. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, pretty strong Lashon, about Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, he says, "Im he mea mitzvah sichlius, even though Kibbut Av Ve'Eim is a logical mitzvah, nispashu b'chaloyim v'loshim, and it's at least in theory spread out in everywhere." He says, "Iker aschar shegam ha'mishpatim she mitzvah sichlius tasmet bnei hashmiya." בני שאני מצווה אסכם ולא בני השכל. מה אני שדה? אמסר רמיישה. Says you should do it לא בני השכל, אבל בני שאני מצווה אסכם. It goes on in Arichus in this idea. I don't know, it's very, very difficult. It's very, it's Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. On the other hand, it's Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv. Aruch and Mishnah Berurah say, do it because God said so. Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv say, do it because you want to be kind and compassionate. I should add, these are all current generation, current century. The Maral says, Rav Moshe is mechaber to a Maral in Kesef Talva. The Maral, which is really the end of Yisrael, but the Maral says in Kesef Talva, you should do it as if God didn't command you, as if you have a choice. The Im, the same word Rav Moshe says in the Maral in the Gurari. So it's a very tough thing. You know, you have machlekes, you want to be machmel like both shittas. How are you machmel like both shittas? Someone asks you for a dollar to lend you a dollar. So according to Rav Moshe, you should say, not because God commanded me, because I like to do chesed. According to the Chafetz Chaim, no. Rak from Nesha Tzibo Hashem. You have to be a lamdin. Someone borrows money. Someone suggests a shulis by night. You should make it tonight. You should lend them money. If Dick is like the Mishnah Berurah, I'm lending it to you because God said so. If Dick is like Rav Moshe Eliyashiv, Yashiv, then I'm lending it to you because I want to be kind and compassionate.
You're going to tell you to keep it.
What? You'll lend me a dollar?
Okay.
It's really a very, it's almost a tsar. I saw B'Shem the Chazainish, who says, like Rav Moshe Eliyashiv, they printed, one of the Talmid Chazainish printed things that he saw about Chazainish. He writes, B'Shem the Chazainish, that the Chazainish holds that by a mitzvah ben al-chaveri, you have to train yourself to be kind, and you're not supposed to do it. There's no mitzvah shrichas kavana by being al-chaveri. I think that's what people do. Somebody asks you to borrow money. I never heard anybody say, L'shem Yichud, you know, I'm borrowing money. Or, it'd be nice if somebody, you pull off the side of the road, somebody has a flat tire. So people are mechavik, it says in the Torah, you know, that, I don't know, people, you're not just kind people. We try to help, each other. So I'm not sure how to deal with it. It's a very big challenge on how to deal with it. I want to just mention, and there are more marmakaymas on this. Rav Schwab in Ma'amayim Beis Hashiev at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa says something on this topic, and Nesiches Musar, it's hard to know if it means Lahalacha. In the Ma'amir Eved Hashem, he talks about this topic. It just seems that there's a tremendous spread between the Shitas. What I suggest, and I'll mention B'Kitzer, is in Meron Lachaveri Dika Mitzvahs, what's the Makar in the Torah? Okay, in lending, it says to lend. What's the makar to visit a sick person? What's the makar to be a nachem avim? The makar is? So we have two, every time I ask, there are two answers. And both answers. The Rambam, it's interesting, in the end of the Yad, in Hilchis Avil Perik Yadal, all the way at the end, Rambam says, why are you a nachem avim? Why you do this thing? B'avdor Echa Kamaycha. As he says at the end. Someone showed me it says it earlier too. In the very beginning of the Rambam, in Hilchis Deis, Perik Vav, Rambam says, why are you supposed to be Nachem Avol, visit people? Because, v'alach to b'drachav. You have to be like the Bani Shalom. Yeah, the Bani Shalom. Ahu racham, mafatei rach. It sounds like, v'alach to b'drachav, sounds like, just like Hashem has compassion, you have compassion. It sounds like Rabbi Shashita, Rabbi Yashashita, mahu, just like Kaviyach, Rabbi Shalom is a racham and a chanun. Afato, you have to become a racham and a chanun. Here it sounds like that, Shita. V'yavdorecha kamaycha is, what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah, if you like him anyway, you like him. There's a yid, chas shol, but you know, a yid, I just don't like him. I don't like him. Tell you have a mitzvah, v'yavdorecha kamaycha. Now, you can't say like him, you don't like him. You have to behave like you like him. There, when I help somebody, I don't really don't like him. He wants to borrow a dollar. Do you know what? It says in the Torah, kesef talva, I'll lend him money. So it sounds like it depends on which mitzvah is your focus. I still don't know what to do l'maisa. Like, I should have in mind, v'lachta b'drachav, I'm doing an alashay mitzvah. After that. But it still seems like there are two aspects to Beit HaLachavei, right? There's the mahurachu mafata, and there's the v'yavtorech tabaycha part. At the end of the day, I'm not certain which which mahalach is exactly how is a person supposed to go about doing mitzvahs made on lechaveh, right? If someone borrowed a dollar, you lend him $2, like one l'shem mitzvah or not, I don't know. Someone showed me, just here to my list of Aramakayimit, the Rav Ochanan, in the second chelek, Kayvi Shiurim, Simin Chav Gimel, I think it was. He's machalik, he says, all mitzvahs, with the mitzvah, the outcome, not the ma'is, the lulav, the mitzvah, the ma'is, mitzvah, the outcome, which is chesed, that you don't need mitzvahs, it's not, you don't need mitzvahs to chiz kavan. You just have to make sure the outcome happens. So it's one more Maramak, but it really doesn't tilt the scales. The Rosh Hashulchan, Yishabura on one side is very, very hard. On the other side, the Chazenish, and Rabbi Yosha, and Ramesha, it seems like a morale. So I don't know, I'm at a loss at how to do this, and I wish someone could help me. Really, how do you do chesed? You do it because you're kind and you're compassionate? Or you do it because God said so? I don't know. But the Iker is keep on doing kind things. Good Shabbos to everybody.